He awakes when he hears the engine. Several nights. Hide from the mysterious rider. Later he realizes it's not an engine, but the wires. The wires stretch along the shoreline, behind the dunes, suspended between black poles. They stretch forever. Is it the wind or some mysterious energy? The wire. As he lies in the darkness, he still thinks it's a rider with his steel helmet and his Luger by his side and an empty sidecar riding between the stone dikes. Beneath the wires. He's walking in the moonlight. Long shadow. A whispering. The pole. The wire. I read the minds of the dead. The bungalow, a depression in the sand, the silver moonlit sea. Everything is familiar, everything is forgotten. The veranda, the storm shutter. The wind socks spinning slowly. The old woman emerges from the shadows. Silver hair, glasses, large frames, familiar, forgotten. You're suffering from etheria, she says. You crave darkness because sunlight makes you ill. Inside, she has a collection of moths, delta dark wings, and sleek fuselages like the small rocket bombs he finds on his beach walks with his mother. She raises the blind. The moon is low. The sun makes us ill. I get seizures. She shows him a room where a young boy is sleeping. His father is a pilot, she says. Tonight he is flying a mission. Now the old woman is gone, forgotten. He watches as a child struggles with his dream. He unholsters his pistol, fires a shot. Before mounting his motorcycle and riding into the confused light below the wires. Now there are two spheres above the ocean, the moon and the sun as it rises behind the veil. The invasion has begun.